Of the three patrol vehicles that responded to a call about some suspected gang members flashing a gun at a group of people, one had a lone deputy on board, along with a civilian department employee.
This was part of her training to be out there and see how things go in the field. She had been on two previous ride-alongs. This is standard procedure on the training of a law enforcement technician.
Sheriff Jim McDonald insists the civilian was not replacing a deputy in that patrol car that responded to this dangerous call that turned into a shootout that left two deputies wounded, one suspect dead, and another critically hurt. His challenger, retired department veteran Alex Villanueva, insists that should have been a two-deputy unit.
The taxpayers are paying for two deputies in that vehicle. What they're getting is a half of the version because of the staffing shortage of the department.
This is not about politics. This is not about staffing.
Villanueva has been endorsed by the rank-and-file deputies union. McDonald has the backing of a union that represents other department employees. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.